Shavua Tov, Akatavach, everybody. Today's daf was daf Mem Ches. This morning's Lur, let's finish Shas together, Bez Hashem, B'li Neder. Today's learning is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas Avimori Harav David Ben Rav Yosef, as well as Le'ili Nishmas Chaim Tzvi Ben Avraham. We will pick it up from the very bottom line of Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara states as follows. Tani Rabbi Chia, Cherem. It's a little bit of machlokus what the word Cherem means in this Gemara. Either it means like a trap for fish or a ditch that traps fish. Cherem. So there was like a little pond that traps fish. Shebein Tchumei Shabbos. So it was right in between the 2,000 amos from two different cities. Sarich mechitza shel barzel lavsiko. You need an iron mechitza in the middle of it to stop the water from going from one side to the other side if either city wants to take water out of this ditch. Because since the water is always swirling around in it, so there's always water coming from outside the Tchum into inside the Tchum, because the 2,000 Amos, basically you have two cities that are exactly 4,000 Amos away from each other, and 2,000 Amos in the middle, you have this ditch of water. So you have to put a wall in the middle of the ditch so that each side can take water from their side and bring it back. This way you don't have water coming from outside the Tchum into the Tchum. Mechayech alei Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. When Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina heard this halacha of Rabbi Chia, he started laughing. He thought it was a joke. Now the Gemara wants to know, why did he think it was a joke? My time come mechayech. Why was Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina laughing? Ilema mishum detani la ki Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri l'chumra. If it's because this brisa obviously holds, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who held that objects of hefker are koneh shvisa, but he held of that, that would be, Rabbi Chia would hold that din l'chumra, meaning that you assume that the object was koneh shvisa. So Erev Shabbos, some of this water was really outside the Tchum, and now on Shabbos morning, or Yontif morning, the water comes into the Tchum. So it was Kona Shvisa with the other city. So you have to say it's L'chumra, but yet Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina held, like Rabbanan, that Cheftzei Hefker do not acquire Shvisa, and therefore it would be lenient. He held Yerolata, take water that came from outside the Tchum. Just because he held of the lenient opinion, he's going to laugh at the strict opinion? That doesn't make sense. It's a legit opinion. Ella mishum desanya. Naharos ha-moshchid umayonos ha-novin harehen karagle kol adam. No. Why was he laughing? Because we learned in a brisa that rivers that are keep on moving and wellsprings that also, even in their same place, they keep on moving. So then, whoever takes the water, harein karagli kol adam, on Shabbos and Yontif, since they're always moving, they do not acquire shvisa in their place. Rather, they become like the tchum of whoever takes them. So therefore, this water should not be kona shvisa at all. And why in the world would you need a mechitza in the middle of it? And that's why Rabbi Chia was laughing. Says the Gemara of Dilma B'muchunas, and who says we're talking about water that was moving from place to place? Maybe it was stationary water, and that's why you needed the mechitza. So that can't be why he left. Says the Gemara, Ela mishum dekatani tzarech mechitza shel barzel lavsiko. He was laughing because you need an iron wall. Now the idea of iron wall, umayshna konim delo, you couldn't have a regular wall made out of reeds. Why couldn't you have a regular wall made out of reeds? The Aili Buhumaya, because water will get in between, water will travel in between the reeds. Okay, very nice. But even if you have a metal wall, shel barzel also nami ailu b'umaya. What do you mean? You're not going to have a metal wall all the way down to the bottom of this body of water. Presumably means a wall that's only 10 tfachim. So anyway, the water is going to go underneath. So what's the difference if you have a metal wall or a wall made out of reeds that the water can get through the middle? Either way, so that's why Rabbi Yosef Chenu was laughing. You need a mechitza shel barzel. What in the world does that help? But the Gemara asks, V'dilma tzarech ve'ein lo takonika amar. Maybe the Brisa just meant that you have to have a mechitza shel barzel. Since you have to have a mechitza shel barzel, maybe he just meant that you have to place a mechitza shel barzel, but since we know you can't do it, so therefore you're not allowed to take the water from this. So maybe that's what he meant to say, that you need a mechitza shel barzel, and since we know you can't do that, so you can't take water from it. So again, why was Rabbi Yossi laughing? Maybe that's all he meant. So the Gemara answers, Ella mishum dekalu shekiluch hachamim b'mayim. Why was Rabbi Yossi laughing? Because we've learned already earlier in Erev in a few places that the rabbis had a special leniency that when you make a wall in the middle of a pond, even if the wall only goes down 10 tfachim, there's a special leniency for water that we say that halachically the wall extends all the way down. Even if the wall didn't extend all the way down, halachically, they made a special takana to allow you to take water from a bar. So there's a special leniency. So that's why Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chiya was laughing. Why do you need mechitza shel barzel? Even a mechitza shel kana works. Kidder Rabbi Tavla, Deboy Mene Rabbi Tavla Meirav, Mechitza Teluya, a suspended Mechitza, Maushatatir Bechurvo, does that work by like a burnt out building? Amale, Ein Mechitza Teluya Mataras Elabamayim, a suspended Mechitza only works by water, it's a special leniency by water. Kalu Shekilu Chachamim Bemayim, it's a special leniency by water. Yeah, didn't we learn this? Right. The reason why the rabbis made a leniency dafka by water, the Rashba writes in the name of the Ravid, that Meikar Adin, water is only Kona Shvisa by a bar that's more than 10 tfachim deep. Because the din of Tchumen does not apply above 10 tfachim. So the water that's on top is as if they're in the air. But the Chachamim were machmir to consider that water as if it is Kona Shvisa. So since it's only Chumra de Rabbanon, so therefore the rabbis are lenient. So says the Rashba. Yeah. Okay. Right. According to the conclusion of the Gemara, even Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina agrees to the words of Rabbi Chia that you need a mechitza. Just he says, Rabbi Chia says you need a mechitza of barzel, and Rabbi Yossi Chanina says it's enough to have a mechitza of reeds. The Rif and the Rush, paskin la'alacha, the din of Rabbi Chia, that you need a mechitza, but they paskin like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, that it's enough to have a mechitza of wood. You don't need a metal. V'chein pasak ha'shulchan aruch. Magen Avram asks, what do you mean? Our sugi shows that this din is only according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. But according to Chachamim, the Maim is not Kona Shvisa at all. So he says, you have to say that the Gemara only thought that originally, but in the conclusion of the Gemara, that we rejected that Ukimta, so even according to Chachamim, you need a Mechitza. Fine. Let's continue. V'chachamim omri inu ela arba amos. So a guy falls asleep Erev Yontif, Erev Shabbos, and he wakes up, oh my gosh. So how much? So Chachamim say he only has 4 amos. So Rabbi Elezer says he's in the middle of 4 amos. Rabbi Yehuda says he could take 4 amos to whichever side he wants. Asks the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Tanakama. They both say four amos. What's the difference? Amarava, shmona al shmona ikabinayu. The Chachamim hold that a person that was not Kona Shvisa from Erev Shabbos, he has four amos in every direction. So he can go 8x8 anywhere, in, you know, four in any direction for a total of 8x8. But Rabbi Huda holds that no, you only have 4x4, but you could choose whichever side you want to go four. Tanya Nami Hachi, Yeshlo Shmona al Shmona, Divi Rabbi Meir. So that's Chachamim in our Mishnah's Rabbi Meir. Ve'omar Rava, Machlokes Lahalech, Aval Letaltel, Divrei HaKol Arba Amos in Tfelo. The Machlokes of Chacham Rabbi Huda, whether you have 4x4, 8x8, that's only for walking. But as far as carrying, everyone agrees you only have four Amos. Even the Chacham will hold you can go 8 Amos. They agree that you can only carry 4 Amos. Says the Gemara, where do you learn the din of four amos from? Vahani arba amos hechak siva. Where do you see such a halacha that if you're stuck on Shabbos, that four amos you get to walk and carry four amos? Where do you get to that? Kiddusanya, like we learned in a brisa, shavu ish tachtav. On Shabbos, you got to sit where you are. Kitachtav. It's the amount that you have to sit, to walk around, and to carry is like the size of your body. V'kama tachtav, how much is the size of a regular person? Gufo shalosh amos, your body without your head is 3 amos. V'ama kadei lifshot yadav araglav, and an extra ama to extend your arms and legs. Divi Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda Omer, gufo shalosh amos, v'ama kadei sheyitol chefetim tachas margalosav, u'minech tachas margalosav. Extra ama is to do stuff that you need to do, not just stretching, but doing stuff. My benai wasn't even seeing these two answers. Ika benai arba amos mitzum tzamos. The difference is, do you need to have, do you only have exactly 4 amos, or do you have a little more than 4 amos? You can be a little more lenient. You have a little bit more. What do you mean? According to Rabbi Meir, who says that the fourth ama is to be able to stretch, so you need a little more than 4 amos. But according to Rabbi Huda, that it's about doing stuff that you need to do. Take a chafetz from under your legs and put it by your head. For that, it would be enough to have exactly 4 amos. So says Rashi. Amalei Rav Misharshia Lebrei. Rav Misharshia said to his son, Ki ailus l'kamei de Rav Papa. When you go in front of Rav Papa, boy mine arba amos she'amru, ba'ama didei yavinale, or ba'ama shel kodesh yavinale. When you measure the 4 amos, do you use his ama, or is it a general ama like they had in the Beis HaMikdash? 6 tfachim is an ama. Or no, because gentlemen, the ama is this. This is how you measure the ama, from your elbow until the middle of your middle finger. So every person, Og Melech HaBashan, has a different size amma than Tiny Archibald. You know, it's going to be two different measurements. So the question is, when you measure the 4 amos that you have on Shabbos, if you're stuck in the middle of a desert island and you fell asleep and you weren't Kona Shvisa, so do we measure it with your own amos, or is it 6 tefach amma? Im Amar Lach Amos Shel Kodesh Yavinan Lei. If Rav Papa will tell you that it's a regular 6 Amma, 6 Tefach Amma, Og Melech Habashan Matehe Olav. If Rav Papa tells you that it's an Amma Shel Kodesh, so Og Melech Habashan Matehe Olav. So how in the world will Og Melech HaBashan ever fit in his own 4 amos? If you tell me there's a standard size to 4 amos of Og Melech HaBashan, how could he even exist where he is? He's going to be longer than the space. Vim Amar Lach Ba'amadi Deyavinalei. And if you tell me you measure each person according to his own amos, Emalei, my time alok tanila, gabe, yesh shomra kolfi mashu adam. Why isn't this case listed by the Mishnah in Kalim that lists all the shiurim which are subjective and each person measures according to his own measurements? Why isn't this case of the tchum of the four amos included in that? Ki asa l'kame d'rav papa. Ki asa l'kame d'rav papa. When Rav Mishashi's son came in front of Rav Papa, Omar Le, he said to Rav Papa, "E daikinan kule hai." If you would ask those kind of questions through all of Shas, if you have such a diktuk, such a careful reading of everything in Shas, lo havi taninan, nobody would ever learn anything. If you had to learn everything so precisely and so carefully, how come that Mishnah in Kalim didn't include this example? Nobody would learn anything. But anyway,
pages ago we had that, right? They talked about that just because it's not listed in the example doesn't mean it's excluded from the...
Right. But he had to give him an answer, though. First he said, so the question's not such a great one, but let me give you an answer. La'olam ba'amadide yahavinan. Really, really, you measure it with your own ama. You asked me the kakashalach, my time alok tani, gabe yesha. Amr, why isn't this included in Maseches Kalim? The lo psikale, because the halacha is not set. Mishem de'ika nanas be'ivara. You have some people that are very large people, but their arms happen to be shorter. So such a person doesn't have enough space the way he is measuring with his arms. So him, you have to give regular four amos beinonios. And you have other people who their limbs are bigger than them. So therefore, since it's not absolute, so it wasn't included in that Mishnah. Let's continue. Hayu shnayim miktsas amos of shelzev chulei. Okay, now remember the story over here. You had two people, 8 amos apart from each other, and then one guy in the middle. So the Mishnah said, Tanakama said, the outer guys can carry into the inner guys, and the inner guys can carry into the outer guys, or they could walk. They could walk inside his. And then Rabbi Shimon says, what's this compared to 3 chatzeros open one into the other? Says the Gemara, why did Rabbi Shimon have to bring this case of the chatzeros? Answer the Gemara, this is Rabbi Shimon the Rabbana. This is Rabbi Shimon said the Chama. Michti. Lama davar doma. These three people, that the outer guys are 4 amos, or 8 amos away from each other, they're not allowed to go into each other's tchum, but the inner guy is in between the two of them, and he can go with each one of the outer guys. What can we compare this to? L'sholosh chatzeres ha-psucha zu-l-zu. 3 chatzeres with entrances into each other. U'psucha slurish sarabim. They're open into the other, and they're also open into the rishas harabim. Now, the outer guys made an Erev with the inner guy, Erev Chatzeros. But the inner guy made it, right? But the outer guys did not make an Erev with each other. Maishna Hasam Dipalgisu. So Rabbi Shimon asked the Chachamim, how come by the case of the Chatzers, you argue on me and you hold that the outer guys can't use with each other? And there you actually also argue with me, old, since the outer guys can't use with each other, they can't even carry into the middle one. And how come when it comes to over here, When it comes to over here, by the case of the tchum, you don't argue with me. You admit that the inner guys are allowed to use with the outer guys, even though the outer guys can't use with each other. So again, let's review. Apparently, there is machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim, by a case of three chatzers. If the two outer guys make an erev with the middle guy, but they don't make an erev with each other, so Rabbi Shimon holds the inner guys can use with the outer guy, but the outer guys can't use with each other. But the Chacham hold, no. Since the outer guys can't use with each other, they also can't use with the inner guy. That's Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon says, no, we split it. And yet, when it comes to Erev Tchumen, the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon says, how come you agree to me by Tchumen, but you argue by Eruv Echatzerus? V'Rabbanan, how are the Chachamim going to answer that? No, the Chacham hold there's a difference between three chatzeros and three people. Hasam, by the case of three chatzeros, abshe diurin. Hasam, by the case of three chatzeros, abshi diurin. There are lots of people living in those outer chatzers. And therefore, maybe some of them are going to make a mistake. And they're going to come to carry from one chatzer to the other, one outer chatzer to the other outer chatzer via the middle one. Because if you're letting them go to the middle and there's a door from the middle to the other one, it's a lot of people. Maybe someone's going to make a mistake. But hachalo avshei diurin, here we're talking about one person. So one person, you could tell him, you just go to the middle, don't go to the end. Continues the Mishnah, Shtai machitzonos asur zoim zo. The two outer guys are not allowed to carry into each other, asks the Gemara va'amai. Kevan da avilu chitzonos ba'deem tzois. Since the outer guys made an erev with the middle one, havilu chada. So how come the middle one doesn't unify them all into one unit? If the outer guys can all made an erev chaseros with the middle guy. So now, the outer and the middle guy is one chatzer, and the other outer and the middle guy is one chatzer. So, doesn't that make all three of them one chatzer? Answer the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Kigon, Shenosna, Emtsois, Eruva Bezu, Veruva Bezu. We're talking about a case, we're not talking about where both outer guys put the Erev in the middle guy. Had both, okay, this is very important. So, Rav Yehuda says, had both outer guys put into the middle guy, then it would be like one big happy family into the same house. So then everybody would be able to carry everywhere. However, in this case, the middle guy put one Erev in one outer one and one Erev in the other one. So the middle guy basically split his Erev into two places. So the middle guy, it's as if he's living in both places. The middle guy's living in both places. But the outer guy are not living in one house, and therefore they're not allowed to use one with each other. That's Rav Yehuda. For Rav Sheshes Amar, Afilu Tema, Shenosnu Erevin Mem Tzois. Even if the outer guys placed their Erev in the middle one, Kigon, Shenesanuhu, Bishnei Batim. The two outer guys put the Erev in two different houses in the middle one. So therefore, they're not all in the same house. And therefore, since they didn't place it in the same house, the outer guys are not considered to be one place, and therefore they're also one with each other. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Rav Sheshes, how could you give that answer? Keman, ke Beis Shammai. Rav Sheshes, are you giving this answer according to Beis Shammai? Disanyo, because we learned in a Braisa. Chamisha shegavu esei ruvan. We learned in a braisa. Chamisha shegavu esei ruvan. Unisanuhu bishnei kelim. Keman kebe shamai disanya. We learned in a braisa. Chamisha shegavu esei ruvan. Five people who live in five different houses in a chatzar. Shegavu seiruvan, and from each one of them they took bread, unesanu b'shnei kelim, and they put it in two different vessels in the same house, half the erev in one vessel, half the erev in the other vessel. Beishamai omrim ein eruvan eruv. Beishamai says it's not a good erev in two different jars. Beisel omrim, what do you mean? It's in the same house. It's in two different jars. Eruvan eruv. So the Gemara thinks that the same way that an erev in one house in two jars, Beishamai says, is no good, so too, when Rav Shesha says an erev in two houses, doesn't work. That's going like Beishamai. Answers the Gemara, no, I feel Tim and Beis Hillel. No, this is not just according to Beis Shammai. Even Beis Hillel would agree to that. Ad kan lakar and Beis Hillel hasam. The only reason Beis Hillel says it's good in two different jugs, ela b'shnei keilim b'bayis echad. Two different jugs in one house, that's good. At least it's all in the same house. Aval b'shnei batim lo. But if it's two, the half the erev is in one house, and half the erev is in another house, even Beis Hillel would agree that that's not good. So that's why Rav Sheshes said, that's why the two outer guys can't carry to each other, because they put the two Erevs in two different houses. Now the Gemara is going to ask a question against both Rav Yehuda and Rav Sheshes. Amar li Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav Avya l'Rav Ashi. Amar li Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav Avya l'Rav Ashi. Rav Acha, the son of Rav Avya, said to Rav Ashi, Amar li Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav Avya l'Rav Ashi. L'Rav Yehuda kasha u'l'Rav Sheshes kasha. Amar li Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav Avya l'Rav Ashi. L'Rav Yehuda kasha u'l'Rav Sheshes kasha. I have a kasha both against Rav Yehuda and Rav Sheshes. L'Rav Yehuda kasha de'amar kigon shenasna emtzoyes eruva b'zu. Eruva b'zu, we're talking about a case where the guy in the middle chotzer put his erev in one outer guy and the other outer guy, the kevan de irva emtsoyes bahade chitzona havile chada, the chihadra arba bahade idach shlichusa avda. Wow. Kash number one is like this. The middle guy put one erev in the right guy and one erev in the left guy. But once he put the erev in the right guy, now the two of them become like one. So when the middle guy now puts it in the second one, why isn't he acting as a shlichus for the first outer guy also? And all three of them should be now one happy family she'll be able to carry. That's the kash against Rav Yehuda. Ula Rav Sheshes kash, and I have a kash against Rav Sheshes also. Tehevei kechamisha sheshurin mechatzarach, as it should be the same case. Right? What did Rav Sheshes say? That the two outer guys put it in two different houses in the middle one. So why is that no good? To have it kechamisha shrim b'chatzar achas. It should be like you have five people, five homes living in one chatzar. V'shachach echavan lo irev. One guy forgot to contribute to the erev. The asreya adadi. So that one guy who didn't contribute, he asers on everybody else to carry from their house into the chatzar. Even if everybody else was all together. So to over here, since the people living in the outer chutzers are considered like living in two different houses, and they put the erev in two different houses, therefore they should aser on each other. And therefore, even the middle guy should not be able to carry out into the chutzer. In other words, if one outer guy put it in one house and the other guy outer guy put it in the other house, it's like since they didn't erev with each other, so it's like I only, the one outer guy only made an erev with one house of the middle one, but with the other house he didn't make the erev. It's like he left the erev out, so he should aser on anyone taking into the chatzer. The Gemara answers both kashas. Amalei Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi answered Rav Achmed Aviv. Lo Rav Yehuda kasha, lo Rav Sheshes kasha. It's not a problem on Rav Yehuda. It's not a problem on Rav Sheshes. Lo Rav Yehuda, lo kasha. There's no kasha against Rav Yehuda. How come the middle guy is not performing a shlichus on behalf of one outer guy when he sets it into the other outer guy. No. Kevin d'irvelam tzas ba'ad d'chitzona. Just cause the middle chatzer people made an air with the outer guys. Ushtayim chitzonas ba'ad the other the lower irvu, but the one outer guy didn't make an air with the other outer guy. Galya daite. From the fact that the first outer guy does not make an erev with the second outer guy, he's revealing his das that he does not want the middle guy acting on his shlichus. Debaha nichale, that I only want to make an erev with the middle guy. Uvaha lo nichale, but I don't want the erev to extend to the other guy. So when you go and make your own erev to the other guy, that's not including me. And therefore, they're not all one big happy family. So that answers the question from Rav Yehuda. Ula Rav Sheshes lo kasha. And on Rav Sheshes, it's also not a kasha. Well, Rav Sheshes lo kasha, and for Rav Sheshes, it's also not a kasha. What did we ask against Rav Sheshes? When you have five people, one guy doesn't make an erev, he asks everybody, sack him over here where they put it in two different houses, so you don't ask her on the other house. Im amru diurin lehakel. If the rabbi said that by placing an Erev, you're considered as if you're living in that house, Lahakel, to be lenient, to allow you to carry from your Chatzer to the Chatzer where you placed it in, Yomru, Diurin, Lahachmir. Are they going to consider the outer guys as living in the inside thing to be Machmir? That if the two outer guys, they put a Erev in one chatzer, and they weren't ma'ariv one with the other, they're going to aser the chatzer on the people who live there? They don't live there. They live in the outer chatzer. So you're going to tell them that by the fact that they didn't go with each other, they're going to ask them to say a chumra? So even though we consider the outer guys as living inside the inner ones, lahakel, to be lenient, but we do not consider them to be dwellers in the inner chatzer, lahachmir. And therefore, even though they did not make an erev with each other, they do not aser the members of the inner chatzer of carrying in the chatzer itself. Okay, I think that's really where we should stop. So the next story is a different story. We'll continue tomorrow. Now, gentlemen, tomorrow morning, my minion is either 7:30 or 8:30. So I guess if you want to have, does 6:45 work for everybody here? Does 6:45 work? Or is that too early tomorrow?
6:45 is all right for me, Rabbi.
Works for you. Avi, does that work for you or no?
Go to later minion then. That's fine.
You can go to a later minion?
Again, but that would run into it. But that's fine. I can go to a later minion. That's fine. Yeah. So 6:45 would work.
Okay. So Belinada will have the shear tomorrow at 6:45. Everyone have a wonderful night and a good vach.
Thank you very much, Rabbi. Good vach.
Thank you.
Vach.